Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I appreciate that dial-on. Let's go out to the DM Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program, Jared Sandler. And Jared, obviously the big news tonight after the 81-81 finish yesterday, Bochy and the team mutually agreeing to him not coming back. However, a position has been offered in the front office in a senior advisory role. A, are you surprised by this? B, where are we at? And kind of is the, you know, the alleged Skip Schumacher is kind of the manager in waiting. Is that or is that just not a question of if but when?
So as far as Skip, it would make sense. First of all, I understand why, you know, that's, the prevailing thought right now is that, you know, he's the next guy. And I think that would make a lot of sense. The Rangers have him within, the organization. He left the Marlins, kind of on his own volition, but had a pretty impressive 2-year run there. I think, you know, as Chris Young said, he's going to be a candidate. I'd imagine they would at least have conversations to see what's out there and go from there. If it's Skip or someone else, it seems like they're going to have a good candidate or two to choose from. I'd imagine that Skip would be, the Vegas favorite for this sort of thing, but we'll see what direction they want to go. And then as far as, the fact that it ended up in this spot, I think towards the end of the year, this sort of an ending seemed more plausible or possible, especially, I think the key word here is mutual, and that's not just some company line. I wouldn't be surprised if the conversation was just reading between the lines of what Chris Young said to Boch, hey, Boch, we as an organization, we're going to, take the payroll down just a little bit, and we can't promise that we're going to put forth the type of roster that would make sense for him to lead the charge of, right? And so, I think that became a definite possibility, and obviously that's the route that, they've ended up going. Obviously, we're not behind the, the curtain, so to speak, and we don't know exactly, every part of that conversation. But, I know that, the organization had a ton of love and respect for Bruce Bochy, and, I didn't get the sense that he was dead man walking and people didn't want him around. It wasn't that sort of thing. I think it's just a matter of is he the right guy for where the Rangers are and the type of roster that they might put together here in 2026?
Jared, tell me if you are also connecting these dots. I was doing some digging online when the news broke. The San Francisco Giants just fired their manager, Bob Melvin, a couple hours ago. After four straight years of them not making the playoffs, they don't make it again this year. Do we see any connection over there with maybe him going back to San Francisco? Just coincidence? Kind of your thoughts on if Boach is going to continue being a manager in baseball, or if maybe this is the end of him coaching?
Yeah, I get the sense that he still wants to manage. Is San Francisco the right fit? You know, I don't know. You know, yeah, Blake, you're right. It's easy to connect those dots. He's beloved there. He's a legend there. He always will be a legend there. And the guy running the show is Buster Posey, who helped anchor those teams that won three World Series titles in 5 years under Bruce Bochy. They have an incredibly close relationship. So I have no doubt that Buster Posey would at least give Bruce Bochy a call and try and understand the fit. Now, you know, we say this about movies a lot, and it can be applied to sports. The sequel isn't always as good as the original, but sometimes the sequel is better or it's as good. But I think, you know, is San Francisco trying to recapture the past, or are they, you know, are they moving in a direction in which this is the guy they truly believe is, you know, who's best for them? You know, they just had a veteran, you know, well-accomplished manager in Bob Melvin, and obviously wanted to go in a different direction, and not because it was just a total dumpster fire there necessarily, but, you know, Buster Posey wants his guy. And is that Bruce Bochy? Is that someone else? I think it's totally understandable to think that Boch is going to San Francisco. But Buster Posey, you know, seems like a guy who would at least want to consider his options. And again, I think the question is, you know, for a guy like Bruce Bochy, is he the right fit for that team? And, you know, I think that, you know, because he's not a young up and coming manager or a younger manager, you know, I think he, you know, he needs to go to a situation that is ready to win now. And that's not to say the Rangers aren't going to be competitive next year, but maybe the type of roster didn't make sense. But, you know, I think that's the, you know, the kind of the burden for San Francisco in determining whether or not Bruce Bochy is the right guy.
Jared Sandler joining us here talking Bruce Bochy not returning in 2026. And so here's a question I've got, Jared. I mean, look, he'll forever be remembered here in Texas and beloved for, you know, bringing the first ever World Series to this organization, and rightfully so. But when you look at the last 2 years, you know, just from a baseball perspective, you know, what how do we view Bochy from the last 2 years through that lens?
Yeah, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, the games, the wins, the losses, they go on his record. But I not everyone is going to agree with every single lineup decision or in-game decision, be it, you know, a pinch running, pinch hitting, or, you know, pitching decision. But I think it'd be tough to take the last 2 years and just say, hey, yeah, Bruce Bochy just wasn't fit to steer the ship. You know, when you look at the team's struggles and, you know, for instance, this year, the offensive side of things, you know, Bruce Bochy is not the hitting coach, right? And he, you know, he did change things up. He tried to change things up a bunch. He tried to find the right combinations. He tried to, you know, figure stuff out, and it didn't happen. It didn't work. You know, is that his fault? Is it, you know, the guys in the uniforms who are in the box and, you know, not doing what was expected of them? Is it on them? You know, I the reality is, when you underachieve or when you overachieve, the pie of credit or blame has several pieces. And I think Bruce Bochy would be the first one to tell you, yeah, you know, I certainly don't, you know, I have a piece of that pie, right? But how big is that piece, and what is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, what is attributed to that piece? It's tough to know. You look at the attention to detail and, you know, we remember the moments where the team maybe comes up short in those attention to detail moments. But, you know, the Rangers as a team collectively were outstanding in that part of the game. You know, they had the best fielding percentage in Major League Baseball history this year. It's tough to know. It's tough to totally, you know, outline, hey, this was his area of impact and this is where it came up short. I know that he never lost that room. You know, those players loved him. They listened to him. They respected him. It just, you know, that this group that we all thought was fit to make a deep playoff run just didn't quite put it together this year. And, you know, the Rangers obviously now are in a position where they're at a little mini crossroads with, you know, where they are in the organization.
Is this the first step or kind of the precursor to more changes to come for the Texas Rangers? You see Boach being obviously the most integral or one of the most integral pieces to you winning your world championship and having all those guys there with you, most of those core still being on the Texas Rangers roster. Do you foresee more changes coming and Bruce Bochy was kind of that first step?
Well, first of all, I'd say that, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of changes on the coaching staff. Whenever there's a managerial change, I think it only makes sense when you bring in a new manager to give him the opportunity to, you know, be in a position to succeed. And a lot of times, you know, for guys that might mean at least having some say in bringing in this guy or that guy. The Rangers have had a lot of continuity in their coaching staff, which is awesome. And I think they, again, despite the results this year, you know, I think the coaching staff was an incredibly impressive group. But, you know, when you make a change at the top, you know, there's usually a little bit of a domino and trickle effect. And I know those things aren't necessarily felt as much by fans, although, you know, I think it's fair to ask whether or not Mike Maddox is, you know, kind of tied to Bruce Bochy. Not that they had some deep relationship that preceded their shared time in Texas, but because those two really did work well together, both, you know, veteran, you know, baseball coaches or, you know, Boach being a manager. And maybe Mike Maddox, you know, doesn't want to work for another voice and have to figure out how to fit in with another voice. You know, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. And what are the Rangers going to do on the hitting side? You know, is Brett Boone coming back? Does he want to come back? What makes sense there? So I think you're going to see a lot of changes in that department. As far as players, yeah, I think you have to. You know, it's been two straight years in which offensively your team didn't perform up to snuff. Maybe a little more disappointing this year than last. But you can't just, you know, bring the same group back. And, you know, the challenge there, guys, is that it's not like you got a lot of position players who are free agents, right? So it's not like there's like a natural changing of the guard. You're going to have to make an effort to make some of those changes, whether it's non-tendering certain players or seeing what's out there in the trade market. I just can't imagine that this front office is going to be okay with bringing the same group back just because they've had 2 years to try and recapture some slither of that 2023 magic. And for a lot of these guys, it hasn't been working out that way.
Get you out of here with this. This is now, okay, so this will be what? Manager number two that Chris Young is bringing in under his mm-hmm. watch. You've got a interesting roster, as you kind of alluded to here, as far as, you know, and I don't know if he's got a mandate, but I mean, the understanding is that he's going to, you know, cut some payroll this year. How pivotal is this offseason for Chris Young and kind of where this next iteration of this Texas Ranger team goes from, okay, is this going to continue to stay a middling 500 team, or is he going to be able to kickstart this thing into being a, you know, contender again?
Well, I think it's huge because if you are going to make changes, obviously we know there's going to be a managerial change. Again, like I mentioned, there's probably going to be some staff changes. You also have a roster of guys who they're not super duper young. Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom, you know, being the first two who come to mind. As of now, you know, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. Corey, I think, is still in his, you know, physical prime from an age standpoint. You know, when he's healthy, he's still elite. But, you know, Marcus Semien's, you know, kind of probably out of that window, right? So, you know, Chris Young made sure to make it clear moments ago that this is not a rebuild. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, that means that they're going to go all in. You know, it could be a, hey, we're going to take a year where maybe on paper it doesn't have the sex appeal that it's had in the past. But let's, you know, as an aside here, the Guardians, gosh, that is not a roster you think is going to win a division. The Brewers, the Blue Jays, you know, the Rangers on paper could absolutely put together a roster that, you know, is as talented as those and maybe fit together really well, right? But if you're not going to do a total rebuild, and I don't think this team should, you're trying to thread the needle. And that's challenging, right? If you're doing a total rebuild, we just say, hey, anyone of any, you know, kind of value, let's try move for whatever we can get in return, and let's start from the ground up. You know, that first off season where you commit to a rebuild is easy. You know, it's subsequent off seasons when it's tough. Well, when you're trying to maybe reshift or reset, you know, you got to figure out, all right, which pieces are we keeping, which pieces are we moving? And I think for this team, guys, it's not just about the ability side of it. It's about the fit and the culture side and making sure you got the right guys in the room and making sure that there's, you know, a collection of players who fit together. Mm-hmm. And that's not always easy. That's not easy to, you know, figure out or solve. And that's not something that you can figure out on a computer with this algorithm or this statistical model. Right. And I think, you know, trying to cover all your bases, the ability, the roster fit, the baseball fit, the clubhouse fit. I mean, that's not easy to do. And so, you know, that's going to be a challenge for this front office for sure.
Jared, we appreciate your time as always, my man. I know you're going to be busy over the next 48 hours, at the very least, talking all things Bruce Bochy and this Texas Rangers baseball team. Sorry about the tie last night. You know, we'd like to say there's a winner and a loser, but last night there wasn't. And, you know, there's a lot to digest there. So, anyway, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Jared Sandler. All right, we've got some Cowboys audio, but we'll also recap kind of what's going on. Bruce Bochy out as manager. And at the very it sounds like he's been booted. No, they just decided he is not going to come back. A mutual agreement between the two teams, or excuse me, between the two sides, and kind of recap a couple things that Jared had to say as far as Bruce Bochy and kind of where does this team go next and just how pivotal this offseason looms for your Texas Rangers. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.